Good to be with you tonight. Look into God's Word, a great time of prayer and fellowship and sharing our needs with one another. What a blessing to be able to do that. I think most of us have probably been in a circumstance where we came into contact with someone, maybe somebody we knew or maybe somebody we didn't know before then, but we're talking to them, and as we talk to them, we notice there's something on their face. And we're trying to figure out, is that supposed to be there? Do they know that's there? Do they want that there? Or is it just something that's there by accident? You know, and you're trying to decide, should I say something? Should I just ignore that? Or how should I handle that situation? Well, tonight I'm going to ask you a question. Is that grace on your lips? Is that grace that I see on your lips, that I hear on your lips? Let's look at Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22 and just one verse there. As I mentioned recently on a Sunday night, I've just finished going through Proverbs in my personal devotions. And this little phrase jumped out at me, somewhat intriguing. I've been thinking on it. And so I want to just meditate on it for a few minutes tonight with that question. Is that grace on your lips? I would like someone to ask me that question. Proverbs 22 and verse 11. He who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. Now we've got this idea of purity of heart. That's for another Wednesday night maybe, or another time. The idea of the king being his friend. Well, that could be a message in itself as well. Just want to focus a little bit on this this fella that Solomon speaks of here, who has grace on his lips. We think of our lips, of course, particularly in Proverbs, but in other cases, even in our own vernacular, we think of our lips, we think about what we're saying, whether you say your tongue or your mouth or your lips. It's normally got to do with your verbal, audible communication. And that's what I believe he's speaking of here. And then, of course, the other word in our little phrase is grace. Grace. We know that is unmerited favor, getting something good that we do not deserve. And so tonight I want to just kind of think about this for a few moments and take four quick glimpses of grace on your lips. Grace as you speak. First of all, grace on your lips when you are speaking by grace. When you're speaking by grace. And if you want a little subheading to this point, it would be the word might, M-I-G-H-T, or power, or ability. Grace-empowered speech. You know, God is under no obligation to empower us to be able to physically speak. Our ability to communicate verbally and audibly is all of His grace. Apart from God's grace, none of us in this room would be able to speak a word. God is in control. In Acts chapter 17, we read that in Him we live and move and have our being. Colossians 1:17 says that the Lord Jesus is before all things, and in Him all things consist. In Hebrews 1:3, we read again of the Lord Jesus that He upholds all things by the word of His power. And we often think of creation, and rightly so, and the greatness of creation. He holds it all together, but you know, He also holds your tongue and your lips and your breath in His hands. So in this sense, grace, we might say, is on everyone's lips. If He didn't allow us to speak by His grace, we would have no breath if He didn't allow us to have that breath. We would have no mouth. Our lips wouldn't work if He didn't allow them to work. Our mouths would not function. And then there's another sense in which we're speaking by grace, and that's more relevant particularly for us as believers who know the Lord Jesus. Because we speak by the unique grace He has given to each one of us. I think of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 7, but to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. A lot of us have spiritual gifts that involve speaking. And even those of us who have spiritual gifts that don't involve speaking, they are more serving gifts. Yet everything that we say, as a believer, we are speaking by grace. So in that sense, we all have grace on our lips. But there's another sense, the second of the four, that I want to talk about, that there is grace on your lips when you are speaking because of grace. When you speak by grace, that's the might, that's the ability to say anything at all. And that evidence is the grace of God. The fact that my mouth is moving and sounds coming out, that's the grace of God. But also, when we speak because of grace, when grace is our motive, when we have grace-motivated speech, you know, God's grace to us individually should be a powerful motivator for our speaking. When I realize that God's grace has been extended so abundantly to me, when I stop and in my tracks, held still to think about the grace of God to me and my life, I should be moved to speak differently than I would speak otherwise. When I speak because of grace, when my speech is motivated by grace, grace is on my lips. Romans 3:24 tells me that I've been justified freely by His grace. 2 Corinthians 8:9 reminds me that I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for my sake He became poor. Ephesians 2 and verse 8 comes to me again and again with the truth that the grace is by grace that I have been saved through faith. 1 Timothy 1:14, a wonderful reminder that the grace of our Lord toward me was exceedingly abundant. Grace and the grace of God is not the only proper motivator for my speaking. I can be motivated by the fear of the Lord. I can be motivated by a desire to please the Lord. I can be motivated by a heart that wants others to know the Lord. But grace should motivate me. Because of God's grace to me, I should be motivated to speak. And I ask myself, what is motivating my speech throughout the day? Is my speech motivated primarily by selfishness, by pride, by a sense of entitlement, by competition, by fear, by insecurity, by a desire for power or control? I need to divert my focus from these and be motivated by the grace of God. Never forget the grace that we have received. Meditate on it. Allow it to motivate us to speak rightly to others for God, speaking because of grace. And then thirdly, there's speaking with grace. Speaking with grace. Here it's speaking of our manner, our way of doing, our gracious speech. You know, how we speak does matter, doesn't it? The tone with which we speak, the body language which accompanies our verbal, audible communication, all show and display an attitude toward the hearer. And the hearers receive something from the way that we speak, and particularly our tone. What does it mean to speak with grace? I would suggest it means to speak with a gracious manner. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6, we read that our speech should always be with grace. Not sometimes, not most of the time, not 99.9% of the time, but according to Paul, by the Spirit of God, our speech as believers should always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that we may know how to answer each one. In Ecclesiastes 10:12, Solomon says, "The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious." I think that that's probably the primary interpretation here in Proverbs 22:11. That one who has grace on his lips, I think that primarily he is speaking of that one who speaks with grace. And I think we should make it our goal to speak to others with grace in a gracious manner, following the example of the Lord Jesus. In Luke 4:22, we read that all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. We need to allow the Lord Jesus to speak graciously through us. Speaking because of grace. Speaking by grace. Speaking with grace. And finally, I think grace is on our lips when we're speaking about grace. When grace is our motif, our central theme, when we have grace-themed speech. Grace on my lips also means that grace will be a frequent topic of my conversation. Whether I'm referencing God's grace directly or indirectly in what I'm talking about, how frequently do I speak of the grace of God? Not when I'm preaching, but when I'm having conversation. How often is the grace of God on my lips? I think about Paul. He's one of my role models there in the book of Acts. And we read his letters. In his letters, 89 times he mentions grace. You know, grace was on Paul's lips. Some people think about Paul as a hard-nosed kind of guy that, you know, probably wasn't very gracious. He talked about grace all the time. Was on his lips. Look at Paul. Is that grace on your lips? Yes, that's grace on his lips. He's speaking of grace. And grace will be on my lips as God's grace saturates my mind and my heart so much that it flows from my lips, that I speak naturally of grace, that God's grace is a big deal to me. That I get excited about the grace of God because I think of the fact that I don't deserve it. You see, I think that's where it hits us the hardest. Because after a while, we begin to think, well, we're not so bad. Now, I used to be bad, but then I got saved and I don't need God's grace anymore. I don't think about it like that consciously, but subconsciously. God's grace is not as big a deal to me now because I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. No, we need God's grace every moment, don't we? We're saved by grace. We live by grace. Every moment is by the grace of God. Grace should be on our lips. May the motif of grace be on my lips. Is that grace on your lips? I'd get a little bit closer. But you know, I can't see grace on your lips, can I? I'm going to hear grace on your lips. It doesn't matter how close I get to look. I might hear something and wonder, is that grace on her lips? Is that grace on his lips? Are they speaking by grace? Are they speaking because of grace? Are they speaking with grace? Are they speaking about grace? Ephesians 4:29 says, Paul says this, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification that it may impart grace to the hearers. What's on my lips? Or is it corrupt words, things that are corrupting? Or am I imparting grace when I speak to others? The Lord Jesus said some hard things to people, but He always said it with grace. He always said it graciously. Psalm 45 in verse 2, we'll close. If you want to turn there, we'll close with this beautiful psalm. I won't read the whole psalm, but just the first two verses. And this psalm, as you read through it, you recognize the Lord Jesus very quickly. Years before he would be born of a virgin, the sons of Korah contemplated and wrote this song of love. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. And then he speaks to the king. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Father, we thank you tonight that we could come together and sing of a golden daybreak that's coming. But Father, between now and that golden daybreak, you have chosen to leave us here. You have purposes for us, but you have not left us to our own devices. You have not left us to work it out in our own strength, but rather, you have, as our brother has reminded us earlier in prayer, you have given us a throne of grace. And Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the grace that is greater than all of our sins. We thank you for amazing grace that sounds so sweet to us. Father, may that same grace be on our lips. May we speak by that grace, empowered by your grace to speak to others. May we speak because of that grace. Father, may we be motivated by the grace that you have bestowed upon us. Father, may we speak because of that grace. Father, may we speak with that grace. Lord, may gracious speech characterize us, even in difficult situations. Father, may others see and hear grace on our lips, like the Lord Jesus. And Father, may we speak about grace. May it be a topic of conversation that we're known for. Father, may others talk about us and say, that fella, that girl, they speak about grace a lot. Father, we thank you for the one who is pure in heart and has grace on his lips. We thank you that the King will be our friend. Thank you for your Son, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for his grace that can be on our lips. We thank you that he is the friend of sinners. And we thank you for him and pray in his name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.